Charlotte Talks is sponsored by Mazda of South Charlotte, committed to bridging the gap between adventure and adventurer by helping people select vehicles that fit one's lifestyle. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com. This is Charlotte Talks. I'm Mike Collins. During the Renaissance, Western art was consumed with religion. It was heavily influenced by, obviously, Christianity and existed in a fundamentally Christian environment. Today, we live in a much more secular world, but religion is still having an influence on art and artists. A quick look at Wrestling the Angel will demonstrate that. It is the latest exhibit at the Beckler Museum of Modern Art running through October the 28th, and we asked some folks from the museum to join us to explain the significance of the exhibit, the role of religion and what the role religion continues to play in art and what impact that art is having on our increasingly secular society. John Boyer is president and CEO of the Beckler. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Always good to see you, Mike.
Best voice in art.
I don't know what that means.
He's joined by Linda Ford Roberts, a local artist whose work is featured in Wrestling the Angel. Welcome to you. And Nancy Allison is senior minister with Holy Covenant Church. I hope I've been on my best behavior here this morning.
Perfect.
And thank you very much. As I said, Wrestling the Angel runs through the Beckler. It's been going since, I think, March, and it goes to October 28th. To be clear, this is an exhibition of contemporary art. Whose artists have been influenced by or are responding to religion. Is that right?
That's right. It's both modern and contemporary. So you have some of the major figures of mid-20th century modernism and their works represented, and then, of course, some artists who are still practicing today, vital and young, as we have here this morning with Linda.
So are these artists difficult to find? Because actually this surprised me, that you could find artists today in any great number working with religious or spiritual themes, particularly in contemporary and modern art. I mean, if you had a throwback artist who was really more of a Renaissance painter, I suppose you could find them readily, easily. But has it been difficult to find these artists?
Well, you're right. At certain points in art history, that's all you would find,
right?
Because the church was the patron, or maybe everything had a narrative, and so that was either religious or history painting about some great battle. So to your first question, I don't believe it's that hard to find contemporary artists who continue to explore issues that are religious and spiritual, because spiritual, of course, is a notion writ large that can accompany so much about philosophy, the way that we see ourselves and how we function in the world. There's a moral underpinning to the notion of spirituality. So I would say that finding fine artists working that area may be more challenged than any artist.
If you go back to the Renaissance and you look at Renaissance paintings, it's overt. I mean, it is the picture of the Madonna and the baby Jesus, or apostles, or figures from the Bible, etc. Are contemporary artists that overt, or do you have to look for that in their works? Do you have to divine it out somehow by examining it and questioning it?
Well, I think you certainly have to look harder now. This is not to suggest that the artists themselves are trying to embrace some measure of opacity. Mm-hmm. They're not. I think that they feel that the messages they are trying to convey are as clearly conveyed in their work as they may have been in a Renaissance triptych. But clearly, in a modern period of art history, art historians and critics and even some artists, we've not done ourselves much of a favor, because we haven't really focused more on those deeper elements and instead have focused more on the formal, that is to say, what the work looks like, how the styles change. The rise of abstraction, of course, became a great impediment for many casual viewers of the arts to come to understand the deeper meanings in the pieces that they were engaging.
So if you look at the average work, and there's 219 of them, I believe, in this exhibit, Wrestling the Angel at the Beckler, are most of them readily recognizable? If you'd seen them on their own outside of an exhibit called Wrestling the Angel, would you make the spiritual or religious connection?
You know, I wouldn't say most.
Okay.
I hate to get into percentages, but I'd say easily half would be. But I think the more you come to appreciate the ones that are more obvious, the others begin to reveal themselves.
When we come back, we'll meet one of the artists and talk about her work specifically in this exhibit, Wrestling the Angel, the Century of Artists Reckoning with Religion. It's Charlotte Talks. Charlotte Talks is sponsored by Mazda of South Charlotte, committed to drivers that believe a car is used for more than just getting from place to place. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com. It's Charlotte Talks on WFAE and WFHE. I'm Mike Collins. John Boyer is here from the Beckler Museum of Modern Art, as is Nancy Allison, Senior Minister with Holy Covenant, one of the United Church of Christ
congregations.
Thank you. Couldn't think of the word for a second. And Linda Ford Roberts, one of the artists featured in Wrestling the Angel, A Century of Artists Reckoning with Religion, which runs through the 28th of October at the Beckler. Until this exhibit was curated and they came to you and asked you for pieces, or I'm not sure how that works, actually, and there are three of your pieces, Linda, in this exhibit, did you think of your works as having religious overtones or undertones?
The three pieces in the exhibit are a search for own answers in my own life. First of all, I want to go back and just say how honored I am to be a part of this amazing exhibition. If you haven't been, you need to go. It's deep, thought-provoking, and reflects the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. The pieces that I have in the exhibition were kind of inspired by my fear of death that I had as a child, and come from a body of work titled Passage.
Well, I've read that a lot of your work deals with family and with coming to terms with death.
That was probably the beginning of this work. The fear of death I had as a child, when I first found out we died, I thought, well, this is just a really bad idea. Who would have come up with this?
I second that.
And I was just really disappointed in the limitations of our mortality. And so this work for me is coming to terms with that. And so the three pieces in the exhibition struggle with this knowledge and this search for understanding. Ashes represents the fear that I had of death as a child and the finality of death, but it's not human remains, it's a pile of ashes. And I'm questioning, is this all there is? And Departure, which is a bird wing, represents another interpretation of death, that there might be more than we can see, which is what I'm searching for, and I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. And Portrait of My Father, an image of my father holding the Bible, is man's search for meaning and answers to the more philosophical questions that continue to puzzle the world. So this is a very personal project, but it's also very universal because I feel like all religions are spiritual quests. We're all looking for answers to some of the more philosophical questions that continue to puzzle the world.
Well, this is a broad generalization, Nancy Allison, but isn't fear of death and what comes after and the need to answer that question and find comfort in the answer to that question what religion is all about? Isn't that one of the major functions of religion?
It's one of the major functions, but I think the search for meaning and value and purpose mm-hmm. in life are also significant attributes of why a faith-based understanding of life matters. Anytime, and that's a part of what our artists do so beautifully in this exhibit, is they invest it with meaning and value in many different ways. Another one of the local artists, Herb Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
You as a Catholic would know about Veronica's Veil in the Stations of the Cross, and Veronica is a non-biblical character. Her name comes from two Latin words, vera, for truth, and then icon, that which we worship. And so what he said about, he's done a series called Veronica's Veils, and yes. What he said about that is the dream of each artist is to have the same experience Veronica did. She gave her veil to Jesus, and it came back with a perfect imprint. He said we all want to have a piece that was effortless in our art creations, and I think that's a wonderful way of saying that search for truth is hidden in a lot of different ways.
Is all of your work, Linda, part of this search, or just the pieces that are in this exhibit and a few others scattered here and there?
The way I want to answer that is say that I feel like most of my work is about the miracle of life and how it is just amazing that we're all here. If you really look back in time, how many people had to meet and fall in love over hundreds of thousands of years for you to be here. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things that I tend to do with my work is just honor life, and I'm inspired by it every day, and I see my work as kind of the poetic interpretations of the lives of things.
This exhibit is called, the full title, as I said a minute ago, Wrestling the Angel, A Century of Artists Reckoning with Religion. Why the word reckoning?
I think all artistic expression is the manifestation of some epiphany, but so often those epiphanies are the result of some struggle. And so the notion of reckoning is simultaneously that sense of struggle and awareness. And none of this comes easily to these artists, no matter how remarkable or how successful they may be. Mm-hmm. And it's very much connected to all of us. Just speaking personally, I envy those for whom the religious engagement and experience is one of ease and comfort. That has never been the case for me. And I should think that it's for all who look deeply at the world around them and try to understand and reconcile the complexities and the contradictions, there is a reckoning. There is a struggle that is inevitable, I think.
In Charlotte Magazine, Nancy, you told Andy Smith, well, at least he writes, that within the selected pieces are honest, at times abrasive conversations about religion and politics, two topics not easily traversed, especially within the Bible Belt. And of course, today, religion and politics seem impossibly entwined for many people. In your church, Holy Covenant, member of the United Church of Christ, you're known for embracing some of the trickier elements of the gulf between modern day and religion, it seems to me. Does this exhibit help in spreading the kind of understanding you and your congregants have arrived at, do you think?
I think there's one piece in the exhibit that, well, there's several that illustrate that wonderfully, but one by Stacy Lynn Woodell. She did a gold leaf of Michael Brown. Michael Brown was the first black young man that was shot, and out of which the Black Lives Matters event arose. And so that piece lifts up really beautifully in a portrait of this young man in his graduation robe and cap, how the death of our young black men in America is something that has risen to an awareness that we weren't paying attention to a decade ago, and is something that really matters. So yeah, I think this exhibit really does a wonderful job of pulling in some of those things. There's another beautiful Madonna, porcelain Madonna with a neon frame around it that says, "Break your guns." It's a wonderful commentary on the violence and Madonna, the Virgin Mary lifting up peace with that as her prayer. It can be seen as that is the request of Mother Mary to each of us.
You've brought in works, John. Jan Edwards curated this, but and I guess she brought in works from outside artists, many local artists, etc. But she also assembled paintings from the permanent collection, some of which have never been on display at the Beckler. If you had gone into the basement, wherever you store these paintings that are never on display, would you have thought of them as being religious prior to this exhibit? Did she see something in them that spoke to her as religious or spiritual, or is it something that would have been readily recognizable?
That's a great question. I think that the curatorial lens is always idiosyncratic to the person, no matter what your background might be in your art historical training or the kind of experiences you've had in a museum world. The curatorial lens is unique. And so in this instance, Jennifer was looking at pieces in the collection from a particular perspective. And I think we do that in many different ways. The works of Nikki de Saint-Phalle, when we had that big show a few years ago, there the focus on Nikki's work was more on mythology, connected to religion, of course, but mythical legend and new myths that she was creating based on the things that were happening at that point in her life. The denial of the AIDS epidemic, for example, was one of those. So yes, and by the way, we still have a good number of pieces in the collection, you're right, that have not been seen, but they're waiting for that perfect moment to fit into the curatorial lens for whichever show will be coming in the future. And we're not alone in that. The fact that we can only show about 7 to 10% of the collection at any given moment.
Right.
That puts us in very good company, you know, with the Metropolitan Museum of Art and MoMA and many others.
Yeah. Recent comprehensive survey of the United States reveals that there are about 5 million fewer Christians across the country than there were in 2007, and millions more who identify either as atheistic or agnostic or have no religion in particular. So we are obviously becoming, like Europe, more secular in nature. Do you feel like you're going against this trend by exhibiting religious paintings?
I don't think that that's the case. And I'll just give you one quick example.
You don't think that what is the case?
That is to say, I don't think that we're going against any trend.
Okay.
I think all we're doing is trying to shine a light on a phenomenon that is universal for all of us. That is to say, you can be an atheist and still have a sense of things spiritual or existential or philosophical. So this audience of the non-religious is not monolithic. It's as complicated as any other. So a show like this is meant to provide opportunities, as all of our shows are, for self-discovery. That's the main thing. And what you find in an exhibition or in Linda's work or in the fabulous panel discussion that will be coming up on October 11th, this is idiosyncratic to each person, mm-hmm. and can be as profound an epiphany as Alfred Monnessier, one of the artists on our show, had in 1943 that changed his life forever. And even though he remained, he didn't like the word, an abstract artist, he was a non-figural artist, his work became increasingly imbued with a sense of the spiritual and the religious because of one moment. And so, in fact, we hope that an exhibition like this can provide moments like that for all of our visitors.
I was going to ask you, John, what you think people are taking away from this exhibit. I'm going to ask the question instead to Linda, because she's an artist, and artists tend to see the world perhaps differently. That's a better way to say it, maybe than just wiser. But maybe it is wiser, because you have an artist's eye. So when you walk through this exhibit, what did you take from it?
It's an amazing exhibition. It truly, truly is. And there's so many different points of view. And I think that's one of the things that makes it so special, is that it's not one religion. It encompasses points of view from all over the world. So for me, I think it will inspire people, open their eyes, help them feel grounded, and hopefully educate them a little bit about the differences in our society.
From a religious point of view, from somebody who is a senior minister, when you go through this, do you hope or do you think there is potential there for people to have an epiphany, to find a moment where they reconnect maybe to a faith tradition that they have fallen away from or strengthen the bonds that they already have with a faith tradition? Is that potential there at all, or is it simply something to open your eyes to another way of seeing the world?
Yes and yes. It is all of those things. Any piece of art can open you spiritually. Part of it depends on what you're bringing to the moment, and part of it is what the piece presents to you. There's one that is not specifically a piece of this presentation that's broke me open years ago, and it was one painted during the AIDS epidemic, and it's just a striking piece. So I think there are ample opportunities for that kind of engagement with the art in a spiritual way. Yes.
Mm. There was a piece in the Charlotte Post. Ashley Mahoney wrote it, and she mentions that Andy Warhol explored religious iconography. Is that how you say it?
Iconography,
thank you. I knew I had the accent on the wrong syllable. Andy Warhol explored religious iconography. Jeez. Through depictions of celebrities like Marilyn Monroe and Elizabeth Taylor. And when you think about it, that's exactly what he was doing. I never thought about it like that. But he was saying that we essentially have raised celebrities to godlike status in our culture. And I think it was you who mentioned the Michael Brown painting. He is a celebrity only because of what happened to him, the tragedy that befell him. How does that figure into religious iconography? Why is that a religious moment?
Well, for Warhol in particular, don't forget he was raised in Pittsburgh, and he and his mother were avid churchgoers, and so he was raised in this sort of Greek Orthodox environment where what you saw on the walls and all the altars were icons of the Madonna and the saints. And so he came away with that sense of luxury, of glory, of worship for these profound figures in the history of his religion. And so it's only natural for an artist, especially when as gifted and as it turns out, iconoclastic in his own way, to absorb the medium that he experienced as a child and as a young man, but to now turn it to his own ends and make a comment on both. Hmm.
What do you hope, when people look at your work, and some of the, is all your work photography? Is it all photographs?
Mm-hmm, yes.
When they look at your, how do you do that? As a photographer, how do you approach capturing the final image that you want to communicate, what it is you want to communicate, or is that all just happenstance?
I use large format cameras, mm-hmm. and many times I have an idea that I want to express, and I think about how I want to express it visually, and many times the titles are just as important as the image. Mm-hmm. And what I hope people come, you know, see with my work is that there's poetry in every day. You know, your lives are filled with these beautiful moments, and I hope people are moved by my work. As a matter of fact, I pray a little bit before I photograph that I will make meaningful work, so that it's not just an image of something that is vacuous. I have to have a visceral response to whatever it is that I'm photographing, and I hope that the viewer feels this, you know, feels something as well when they see my work.
Linda Ford Roberts is a local artist. Three of her images are in this exhibit that we've been talking about. Nancy Allison, senior minister at Holy Covenant, is also going to be part of that panel discussion, which is when, John?
It's October 11th.
At the Beckler. And John Boyer is president and CEO of the Beckler Museum of Modern Art. If you've never been to the Beckler, you don't know what you're missing. So go. It's the place with the Nikki Saint-Phal Firebird out in front. Wrestling the Angel, a Century of Artists Reckoning with Religion through October 28th. Thank you all for joining us. Charlotte Talks is sponsored by Mazda of South Charlotte, dedicated to helping customers select vehicles that fit one's lifestyle. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com.